Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
$1,000 for like half price.
Yeah, all right.
Factory certified.
Right. Can you throw that one out to your wife today when you get home from work?
You're on Amazon. They're like, there's a newer version of this. Click here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's going to be an issue for that guy with the girl who was the dancer or whatever. But there would be a lot of people who, a lot of guys who wouldn't have an issue with it, I guess.
For like the first 3 months. And then you get into one fight, and then that's the first thing that comes out.
Sure.
That guy's holding on to that. He's like, don't say it, 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 don't say it. Well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How many you-know-whats did you-know-what back when you worked you-know-where?
508 text. I normally call my wife on the way home from work. However, yesterday afternoon, I needed some time for myself. When I got home, she was angry because I hadn't called her. Mm-hmm. What is that about?
It's to her, it's not that you need time for yourself. It's there's something wrong and you're cheating on her.
Oh.
Why didn't you call me? I mean, I know you said you need time for yourself, but that doesn't mean you can't like text me or check in. Mm-hmm. I was really worried about you all day.
978 text, I've been dating a girl for about a week. Awesome girl. How do I tell her nicely that she wears too much makeup?
You don't. Mm. That's not going to change. Find someone who wears less makeup. It's just, this is how people are. Some women wear a lot of makeup because they enjoy the process of putting on makeup. Some women wear a lot of makeup because they have bad skin and they don't like their features. Everything is individual. If you have a problem with that, you're going to sound like a complete dick after a week, by the way. In LB's book, you're not even dating at 5 years together.
Well, how about sorry for her, Mr. Judgy Judgerton already, right?
Yeah, get out of here. That's craziness.
If you are confused about the way the mind of any woman in your life works, you may text your question to the text line, which is 97107, as we go inside the warped female brain. 508 text, I've been on and off hooking up with a girl for 6 years, and everyone says I should do something about it because she likes me. I don't see it. Do I just say something to her?
God, you guys are so oblivious. Yeah, I have a very unique and exclusive FWB situation that's laid out nicely, clean lines, everybody's on the same page. This sounds like a chick who's just hanging on, waiting for you to like her back. Ask her, get off the pot, guy. Let's go.
Jeez.
Here's a 617 text. Why do women think that they can change other people after they start dating them?
I don't know, to see the guy that just texted in 2 minutes ago about the makeup thing. Because it's a project, right? Women love a project, right? Especially if we're nurturing. This is why we love a-holes, because it's like, no, I know he used to be like that, but I'm like, first of all, he's never met a girl like me. You should see his exes. I can change him. And then when you can't, it turns into a whole situation.
Let's see, started 774 text, started talking / hooking up with a girl. And I am really into her, but I just found out that my buddy and her used to hook up.
Okay.
Will she tell me or should I bring it up?
I guess it depends on how close you are with that guy. Like, is it one of your BFFs? Like, does she know that you hang out with this guy? Is it like she sees him in mutual friends and it's like, oh, was it like 15 years ago or was it 2 months ago? You know, kind of look at those parameters and kind of... Yeah. Judge for yourself.
You just got to throw it out there. So, what about Fred?
Yeah.
Like, dun, dun, dun.
Obscure reference, Office Space, Lumberg. We used to do Lumberg, right. And she's like, Lumberg? And it was the wrong Lumberg.
Let's see. Been dating, this is a 508 text. Been dating a girl for a few weeks now, but she's a constant texter all day and into the evening.
Yeah.
Torture.
How do I tell her to light up on the constant texting? This reminds me of I Love You Now Die, the HBO documentary that I have been obsessed with for the last two episodes that I've been talking about this morning. Michelle Carter,
yes.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
She was a constant texter. Mm-hmm. Like, please watch it. Shoot, please watch.
Can I have your HBO login info?
Yes, you can have my HBO login. No problem. I think I just admitted a crime on the air.
No, you get
three devices, right? Something like that.
Constant texter. Does he just tell her?
Don't reply. Just reply when you can. If she brings it up, be like, hey, you know, I know that you have a lot of time to text, but I just don't. I'm busy. I don't text that much. Just to let her know. Be like, I'm not a super frequent texter.
Text back the kissy emoji.
Then she's going to read into that. Make sure you use the one without the heart in front of the mouth.
401 text from poor little Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Been on four dates with a woman, and I didn't text her one day, and she basically said, nice knowing you, all men are alike.
Oh, drama.
Isn't that a little bit extreme?
Yes, but whatever her ex-boyfriend did to her, you're paying for. So move along, Frank, move along.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, next.
Let's see. Obscure reference for the Gluck Clerks. Danielle, one of your favorite movies.
37?
Oh, all at once?
Try not to you-know-what on the way through the parking lot. Dental School. I love that movie. That's the movie I came to rent. I got to watch Clerks now for lunch.
Let's see. Sometimes we allow women to go inside the warped female brain of a fellow woman. And here is a 781 text. It's a bit lengthy, so I will try to encapsulate it here.
All right.
I was just told by a long-term friend of mine from college that I could not be a bridesmaid in her wedding unless I lost weight.
That's douchey.
What is?
Yeah.
What does that happen?
Yeah, all the time.
What?
Don't you can't you have to lose weight?
That's
don't get
friend.
Pregnant.
What is wrong with you people? You eat you people eat your own.
Excuse me.
You
sir,
you women you eat your own.
I need my photos to look pristine and I can't have your fat ass in the wedding party because there are certain bridesmaids dresses that I want to get.
Who does that?
And you won't fit into it and everybody else in the wedding party is a size 2 and you're going to be a size 26.
That's ridiculous. So what should she do? She should just basically say, fine, I don't want to be in your wedding.
Off.
Right?
I'm not coming to your wedding either. Exactly. You're not getting a gift.
I mean, that's ridiculous. here's a 978 text. My brother's fiance is not sociable to my girlfriend and myself. Mm-hmm. It's been like this for 4 years. She apparently has something against us ever since the beginning. Mm. Should I speak to her or to my brother?
Speak to your brother about it. Don't go to her because there may be some background thing. Your brother might be like, oh, dude, you know what? I totally blamed this thing on you, like when we first started dating, and then I forgot about it, and I realized that's why she hates you. Like, go to him first.
508 text. Listen to this nightmare. My ex-fiance refuses to give me back the ring, which I paid close to $30,000 for.
Oh, God.
Oh. You want to buy another one?
She says it's sentimental and doesn't want to give it back. Why would she want to keep it?
So she can sell it, you dummy?
Yeah.
It's a $30,000 ring, you donkey.
Yeah, right.
I mean, isn't there...
I need to know who ended the engagement, because that will set parameters,
so
too.
So if he ended it, this is a big F you,
yeah.
Right?
I'm keeping the ring.
What were you going to ask, LB?
Well, I was going to say, isn't there a rule, like, if he ended it, like, he gives the ring to her...
And then he ended it.
She ends it. It's a gift, and she has to give it back.
Don't give it on a holiday.
If it's given on a holiday, it's a gift.
Okay.
If it's not given on a holiday, it's a contract.
Yeah.
And some, it's been that's been
getting engaged. Basically, yeah.
Everybody's getting engaged on a holiday. There's a good FYI for the fellas out there.
Give it back, girl. Appropriate.
Let's see. Been dating my girlfriend for a few years, and she continues to constantly make comments about marriage and rings. I've asked her repeatedly to back off because I don't do well being pressured, but she continues. What do I do?
I don't take pressure.
I'm out on this one.
Stick to your guns. Stick to your guns. Let her whine.
Yeah. But don't drag it out another 5 years.
Well, no.
Why not?
You're taking her best years, guy. And then someday all those promises will go unfulfilled and she'll be turning 42 with no children, no marriage. You'll have moved to another state. Speaking for a friend.
All right.
Better know.
Here's a text which says, why do girls say they are dating someone when it is way more casual than that?
Because in their head that you're dating. Okay. You don't think you're dating, but they think you're dating. Mm-hmm.
They think you're dating.
People have very different definitions of what dating is.
Sure.
Like some people think going out for dinner a couple of times a month and having some casual sex is dating. Some people think being exclusive is dating. I think there's a trajectory of like sleeping together, seeing each other and dating are not the same thing. I think dating is like next level up from seeing each other. Everyone has their own definitions.
When does the sex start, seeing or dating?
Starts when you swipe right.
Okay, all right.
978 text from a female. Whenever my boyfriend and I are with his female friend, she constantly brings up their inside jokes and stories about them that I wasn't a part of. They used to be roommates. She just got engaged, and my boyfriend was the first person she called. Mm. Should I worry about this?
I wouldn't be worried about it, but if he tries to tell you that they never slept together, that's a lie.
Really? Wow. You think so?
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean,
they were probably both drunk enough that they agreed to pretend that they forgot about it.
But do you think she likes him? Like, do you think she has a crush?
I think she's
engaged to somebody else.
I think that they're good buds.
They're just good friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the weird guy BFF scenario for the chick.
I can't wait for the fist fight at the wedding.
Right? It's going
to be amazing. All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
That's Inside the Warped Female Brain. And it is 8:11, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, LC, did you say you had a dad bod?
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are presented by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and take advantage of their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof, and it's the last roof that you'll ever have to put on your home. Go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here are today's cream of the crop Hill Mail voicemail messages.
8:30 a.m.
The sports minute's on. Quick, text in all the mistakes that LB makes.
End of message.
I appreciate it.
Right. A little help for
it's
the listeners.
It's not easy to keep up with everything. There's so much going on.
Well, I mean, it's really just one thing that you have to keep up with, the sports. That's really about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Well, the landscape changes on an hourly basis.
Well, I mean, but there have been through the dawn of time sports reporters who have been able to keep up with the latest and greatest in the sports world.
My idol is Bob Lobel.
Bob Lobel?
Mm. Okay.
Your favorite of all time?
I love that guy. One of the best ever.
He's a good guy.
I've modeled my career after Lobe.
Great guy.
Wednesday, 2:29 p.m.
Oh, I can't. Nice long day at work. Can't wait to go home and see what my kid's doing. Jimmy, what are you doing? I told you, you're 4 now. You need to start studying the bar to become a lawyer. What are you thinking? You're throwing your whole life away on toys and candy. Get a life, kid.
End of message.
Talking yesterday about parents in Brookline who say that kindergarten is too tough and that they want their kids to have some fun time. All they do is sit at a desk and do work in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue in Brookline, Massachusetts.
3:20 a.m.
King Rangoon, I've traveled from a faraway land in the Shire of New Hampshire, and I am here to tell you that I am willing to give you men, gold, resources, and women. As long as you accept my request on domination, I will lead you into battle. I will die for you, King Rangoon.
End of message.
I need to get Sven on the show, I think.
Yes, please.
See if I can worm my way up higher in the alliance by having him on the show.
Hey, Sven.
Come on, Sven.
What would you guess? You think Sven is, I mean, I'm guessing he's a guy.
I don't know these days.
This is the problem with online or on phone gaming. When you're playing a game like Dominations, you have no idea who these people are. So I don't know anything about Sven. I mean, Sven could be a 50-year-old guy who lives in Montana, or it could be a 12-year-old kid who lives in Chelsea.
I'm going to say that.
What?
The latter. It's probably an 11-year-old kid from Brookline.
Sven. Sven is, first of all, he is a very adept
He's 11.
At Dominations.
Right.
Because he's on summer break from school.
No.
So he's got time to beat your ass.
When I am in the Alliance group chat.
Oh, boy. Wow, I'm Sven,
a lot of run-on sentences with no punctuation.
Sven sounds to me like he is an adult.
5:55 a.m.
Yeah, Greg, this is Bob from Linnegan. I just wanted to call and tell you, you don't have to pay me that $100 that I imagine that you might have made a wager with me about, even though it's probably some kind of alcoholic delusion. But one thing I do want to make a wager on, I want to make a wager on the fact that now after that call this morning, I can now be considered the most annoying caller ahead of Scott from Weymouth. Take it easy, buddy.
End of message.
There are a lot of people, believe it or not, who are suggesting that Ron from Lynn, after that call this morning, is now the most hated caller.
He has
surpassed Scott from Weymouth.
I think so.
He stepped up his game.
Yeah, I agree.
He has surpassed Scott from Weymouth, believe it or not.
11:15 a.m.
Hey, LB. Yeah. Listen, about your sports report today, I just wanted to call and let you know it was really something special, and it really moved me. And, you know, I've been going over and over about it in my head all morning, and so much so that it really moved me again. Thanks, Sophie.
Well done.
I can't believe that you didn't report during the sports on the leaked nudes of the English women's soccer team, which is causing a big controversy over there in England and around the world. I mean,
what's the big deal?
Well, I mean, in this day.
Okay,
age,
so you
I
can
guess,
lay on the beach topless.
I mean, I guess.
But the soccer team who represents the country can't be nude.
Well, that's the issue. Really, is you're on one of these teams that is representing your nation, and are you acting in a manner that is inappropriate? If you're the team and you're taking nudes,
who's the royal member or someone close?
The royal member.
Who's the royal member
presenting itself?
Who's the one? Like a couple of years back, somebody was topless on the beach and was buck naked in Greece.
I think Kate Middleton had some pictures taken of her somewhere.
I don't think Kate Middleton has ever had. I don't think there's been any nudes. I would have known about that. Are you talking about the one who was married to Andrew?
Probably, former porn star.
No, not Meghan Markle. She's not married to Andrew. Meghan Markle.
I'm sorry, I don't keep up on the royals.
William.
That's Harry.
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 Okay,
Harry.
Sure.
There were
photos of Kate that came out in 2012.
There were?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
Yeah.
No, the the Fergie. Is that who you're talking about?
Sarah Ferguson.
I don't think Fergie was getting nude. But again, who cares?
Yeah.
5:58 a.m.
Now, Greg, I told my buddy Frankie that I bet you. I mean, I didn't tell you that I bet you, but I told my buddy Frankie, and you lost. So now you owe me $1,000. You welcher. What's it gonna be, Hilly?
End of message.
I never made an on-air bet with Ron. I mean, I'll check the tapes again, but I never made a $100 bet with him.
I don't remember one.
He's delusional. The only bet I made was that if the Bruins did not win the Stanley Cup, I hate to bring this up, that I would have my back waxed, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Honor your bet, sir.
Stand-up guy.
Yep.
Yeah, and I said yesterday that if the Red Sox win the World Series, I'll have my chest waxed.
Oh, man.
And I'm pretty confident
come
in that.
Come on.
I'm pretty confident.
Come on.
I don't want to upset you, Shu, but I'm pretty confident
you're not
in that bet.
I've resigned myself.
I'm pretty confident that I won't have to pay that bet off.
3:54 a.m.
Greg, I was so close to getting you to reveal the rest of your name on Dominations. And what are you losing your mind, bud? I think the first day you talked about it, you told us that was your name. But don't worry, I'll get it out of you, or I'll keep guessing. I know it's got, it's probably a number or two at the end. Let me guess, 12 for Tom Brady. You got 69. Maybe it's your birth year. What was that? Back in the 20s, 25 or something. I don't know. I'll guess every number, Greg. I'm going to find you, and I will destroy you.
End of message.
Yeah, I forgot that I gave away my name in Dominations. And honestly, there's probably not a lot of King Rangoons that are currently playing Dominations. So now, go ahead. Attack me at will.
Question, kids.
Yes.
Is this one of those games like if you get better and better and better and better, you can actually win real money?
No.
No.
No. But I am pretty proud of the fact that I have never, because I'm frugal,
cheap.
I have never purchased any crowns or any weapons or any soldiers.
Greg gets bragging rights at the playground.
So I have. But go ahead, attack me. You'll find out the damage that my catapult can do.
Oh, boy.
Have at it.
That's a trebuchet.
2:29 p.m.
All right, Danielle, question for you.
Yeah.
What would you rather wake up to? Would you rather wake up to, hey, kid? Would you rather wake up to, yo? Or would you rather wake up to, good morning, Danielle? Just a kind of a curious question.
End of message.
I'd rather wake up to Hey Kid, because the chances he'll go back to sleep in about 8 minutes are about 100%. Stan will just be yelling. I'll be like, why are you yelling? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Stop it.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. It is 8:21, and the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is underway, and that means we are giving away a pair of tickets for the biggest shows every weekday, every hour, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., and there are bonus chances every weekend. And we're going to roll the WAAF Summer Tour Bus out right now. First, we're going to roll the sports director out. I'm rolling the sports director out right now.
Oh, he hit a bump. Oh, his pants fall. Oh,
what's your max bench this week?
And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now for Korn and Alice in Chains on August 9th at Great Woods. Like saying that, and then the angry texters go, it hasn't been called Great Woods in 15 years.
That's what everybody calls it. And,
so call now, seventh caller, 617-764-9223. And you'll get tickets for Korn and Alice in Chains from your concert station, 107.3 WAAF. And by the way, tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. So, based on the news this morning, I am demanding that we bring back plastic straws.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this or not, but a poor woman has been impaled by one of those very dangerous metal straws.
What?
And yes. Yes, this is it's a very sad story, but
yeah.
I want everybody who I would like all of you who have been berating me online every time I use a plastic straw to apologize right now, because there is a real inert danger in these metallic straws.
Should I not put my iced coffee near you? I'm afraid you're going to have a puffygate incident and impale yourself on my stainless steel straw.
Yes.
No, a coroner in England is actually issuing a public service announcement about this. This woman, Elena Struthers Gardner, was 60 years old. She's a retired jockey. She was carrying a mason jar with a screw top lid and a stainless steel straw coming through the top
sure.
of it. And she fell at her home. The straw went through her left eye socket and stabbed her in the brain.
Oh.
So they had to do a big investigation, of course, because that's what they do. But they concluded that it was a very dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Now, evidently, she was prone to falling and collapsing. She suffered some severe pain after a riding accident.
Yeah.
But the coroner said, hey, watch out with the stainless steel straws. The metal straws can be extremely dangerous.
Yes. I mean, if the woman were using a plastic straw,
mm-hmm.
she would be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a sea turtle that was dead, but this woman would be alive today. So where do we stand on you? Do you care more about this poor woman in England or a turtle swimming in the ocean?
Listen, if I fall on this stainless steel straw, yeah, that's on me.
Or it's in you.
But it's got a soft tip. Mm-hmm. It's got a flexible, soft pink tip. Yeah. Oh. That's some other things in my home.
823.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you think the woman was intoxicated? I mean, I'm guessing if she had something in a mason jar.
I mean, Ray, she,
yeah,
I mean,
a little high test.
So, right,
yeah,
so,
probably. I mean, what kind of a...
That is awful.
Is there a drink that is specifically served in a mason jar?
Yeah, high anything test. A hipster likes.
Right, like iced teas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or some kind of, like the alcoholic Arnold Palmer. I've had one of those in a mason jar.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that,
lemonades.
That's called the John Daly. The alcoholic.
Oh, that's right. The John Daly. Arnie, it should come with the pants.
The Arnie Palmer with booze is called the John Daly. all right. Well, let that be a warning to you.
Yeah.
Awful.
If you are using one of those stainless steel straws, you're putting your life, you're putting yourself and the rest of us at risk.
That's like a Friday the 13th movie. Right? Through the eye, right? Into the brain.
It's like, yes, Final Destination.
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently, I used the wrong word. I said inert danger, mm-hmm, and I should have said inherent danger.
Yeah.
So thank you to the 781 texter for the correction on that.
A lot of inert gas in here.
Hey.
Shut up.
Texter says it could have been moonshine in the mason jar. Mm. I never thought about that.
Yeah. A little shine.
All right, let me congratulate Patrick, who won some tickets during the WAF Summer Tour 2019. Hey, Patrick.
What's up, Greg?
How you doing, man?
Pretty decent.
Where are you from?
Holden.
All right. Well, you got a pair of tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains on August 9th. And have you seen either of those bands previously?
Yes, Korn, Ozzfest.
Ah, yes.
What year was that?
Way back in the day.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Way back in the day.
Surprised you remember any Ozzfest.
Well,
I was a lot younger then.
Yeah, right. We all were.
By the way, complete Hillman jinx on bringing up Ozzy. Patrick, thank you. And the rest of you, keep listening. We are giving away a pair of tickets every hour from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the biggest shows during the WAAF Summer Tour 2019.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A guy on the phone who a lot of people who are a part of this show used to dislike, and then they met him in person. And they actually liked him, which is a real conundrum.
Uh-huh.
And he is Scott from Weymouth. Hey, Scott.
Good morning. Greg, you know how I hate calling 2 days in a row, as I tell the producers when they answer the phone.
Yes.
I said, I think I owe one of them a beer. I said, I don't think he's going to take me today. I don't know the rules. Twice a week, I try to stay under Greg. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's fine, Scott. It's okay.
All right. So, a couple of points. Want to hit a few bases in about 48 seconds?
Okay. Great.
Is it true that Ron is threatening to take my title away as the most annoying caller?
Yes. Ron, after his phone call this morning, many are considering him now the most hated caller on this program. We may need to redo the bracket.
Now, I just woke up. I'm still coming off my, call it a vacation hangover from the Cape, you know?
Yeah.
So I missed it. I literally been listening to the show for about 8 minutes. That's about it. But, no, he is kind of annoying. You know what? He actually annoys me a little.
That's something.
That's cred.
That's something.
Now, there's random subjects. By the way, and Shoe, you know, I love Shoe's music mind. Jerry Cantrell, I think I tweeted you this yesterday.
Yes,
Shoe,
you did.
I may have.
You did.
Jerry Cantrell is Alice in Chains. I get into these debates with my idiot friends who go, they're not the same without Lane.
Yeah.
And I go, Jerry Cantrell literally, factually, wrote 96 97% of the music and 97% of the lyrics.
Yeah, but
Jerry Cantrell, excuse me, Layne Staley was basically, this is going to get feedback.
Yeah, don't say it.
Layne Staley was basically a karaoke singer.
No, no. Not at all.
I'm sorry.
You want to argue? Because you'll lose.
No, you'll lose.
Go ahead, Shu. Give me your opinion.
Layne Staley did some of the writing. Layne Staley was an amazing performer.
4%.
No, but he was an amazing performer and a great vocalist. And you
I think
can't...
it was the two of them together.
Yeah.
They both wrote tunes.
Jerry Cantrell did write a lot of Alice in Chains.
And I saw them at the House of Blues 2 years ago, I believe, 18, 17, I don't know what year it was. I was 20 feet from Jerry Cantrell. I almost cried a few times. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
He comes out. Oh, when they play, my favorite Alice song is either Got Me Wrong or No Excuses.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there. I was literally 20 feet from Jerry Cantrell.
I
couldn't believe it.
Scott, I have an answer to that. Mad Season. Okay.
That was a Mad Season. Side project. Yes.
Above. An amazing album all the way through.
River of Deceit.
Yeah. So Layne Staley was awesome. He was not a karaoke singer. He was not a puppet.
Greg, I don't know how much time I have, but I hate getting dumped. All right. Let me ask you this, Mike Shu. Who do you think was the bigger talent in Alice in Chains, Layne Staley or Jerry Cantrell? And I know the answer, but I'm going to throw it to you.
I say they were of equal talent.
Wrong.
Although
Wrong.
Jerry, you could say Jerry Cantrell, a much superior
guitar player. Cantrell wrote every riff.
Yeah.
Not every lyric.
Mm.
Not even close.
No.
Layne was great, but come on. Shu, you could have sang some of those songs.
Nobody can replace Layne Staley. Mm-hmm. And William Duvall does a great job in Alice in Chains because he doesn't try.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. He's great. I like William Duvall. Hey, here's a fun fact.
Yes.
Do you know that Alice in Chains has now put out more music with William Duvall than they do with Layne?
Mm-hmm. No.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Fact.
All right, Scott.
Ipso facto, as J7 would say. Fact, yes.
You're up over 48.
I can keep going. You want to keep going?
That's it.
Hey, real quick, one more thing.
Yes.
Plastic, you were talking about earlier?
Yes.
Obscure reference.
Yes.
Awesome. George Carlin, the best comedian of all time,
clearly,
he does a bit on plastic. It's hysterical.
I thought the
Earth isn't going to be okay. It's liberal lunacy, Greg.
I thought your obscure reference was going to be The Graduate.
That's right.
Yes.
When it comes to plastic.
The future.
Plastics, yeah. The future.
Yeah. Little did they know what would happen to plastic straws when that character in The Graduate said that plastic was the future.
Mm-hmm.
That Dustin Hoffman's character should get into plastics. All right. It's 8:41 and time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by...
KM. Veggie burgers belong in a garden, not on a grill. Sink your teeth into a KM natural casing. Frank, KM, crafting the finest meats for 4 generations. So authorities are warning people not to participate in the Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us event that we discussed yesterday. Of course, Area 51 in Nevada, where they think the alien ships and research and all that stuff is being held and conducted. The plan was for about 200,000 people who signed up on Facebook to meet there in September. I think it's September 20th around 3 a.m.
I guarantee you they have 2,000 bullets. I mean, if you've ever seen the photos of Area 51, the signs say you're going to be shot on site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Since the 60s.
If you try to go in there.
Yeah, but you could shoot people in the 60s for that.
I mean,
you know, it'd be fun. Just electrify the fence.
They could electrify
just
the fence.
Just zap everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody be touching each other, trying to push the fence, and bam.
I'll tell you what they need is a catapult.
Yes.
If they had a catapult, really? And if they
are you playing right now?
If they,
yes. Are you?
I'm playing Dominations right now. Yes. And if they were able to fortify their walls,
you're addicted.
Spend a little bit of their gold coin and fortify their walls, then everything would be okay down there. Jeez. All right. So do not participate in storming Area 51.
Stupid.
To try to find out if there's an alien body or a spaceship there.
What do you think about the idea of making Election Day a holiday for city workers in Boston?
First of all, why is it just city workers?
Yeah. Right.
And why, we live in America, arguably the greatest country in the world. You're not asked much in this country in order to live here. However, you're asked to put the effort forth and go vote.
Yep.
Why does one need to be given a holiday? This is a city councilor who proposed this yesterday.
Yes, Matt O'Malley's a Boston city councilor.
It sounds like a dope. So we don't need to give city workers a day off to go vote.
No, we need to give everybody a day off.
You would agree with you?
Think, absolutely.
Yeah, she's in for this. Yeah.
So you think that
make it as easy as possible? That will make it
as easy as possible. How difficult is it now?
Well, a lot of people have schedules and stuff that they use. Well, a lot of people say, "Well, my vote doesn't count." Maybe this will spur them. Say, "Well, you have no excuse now. Go and vote."
The polls are open till 7 p.m. They're open.
Why don't you want everybody to vote?
I do. That's a ridiculous statement.
Let's make it a holiday.
It
sounds like
intent.
You want to suppress voters.
I'm going to ignore
That's
the intent.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, it sounds like you're being a little serious.
Nah,
but
I am being serious.
I don't think making it a holiday is going to increase voter turnout. I think it's just going to increase the number of people complaining about things that are closed.
It's going to give people another day off.
We're having a barbecue on election day.
You're complaining about people having days off?
Why are the people who don't vote, why are they not voting now?
Well, there's a myriad of excuses and
reasons.
Is
they don't
the reason
care.
Issue.
The reason is they don't
want
to.
Well, give them a day off. Maybe they will care. Maybe they'll take that time.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't see the heavy lifting.
I don't either.
You never do.
One day.
You drive over to the.
That's because you work 4 hours a day.
No. I'm on your side, Shu.
Of course, you're in favor of another day off.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Hillman. If you could, if you'd up the percentage of voters by 25%, would it not be worth it?
Of course, it would. Do you really believe that's going to happen?
Yes.
You do?
25%. That's a 50% increase in current voting rates. I don't see that happening.
I'm just throwing a number out there. All I know is that if you made it a day off, more people are going to vote. People have children. People have to pick kids up from school. Then there's traffic.
Well, aren't they still going to have to do that on a day off? They're still going to have their obligations to pick their kids up.
But they're going to have hours and hours and hours to go get it done.
Well, the schools are already closed anyway because most of them are polling places. Why is it just for the city workers?
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, no, it's everybody. You got to do everybody.
You got a friend at the union?
Just to clarify this a little bit. So the theory is, by Councillor O'Malley, that if Boston were to do this, it would apply to city employees and schools in hopes that private companies would then follow suit.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He said, voting during a workday limits the participation of those who can't take a day off of work. We can absolutely change this.
Huh. What percentage of the country would you say who is given a day off for Memorial Day actually participates in a Memorial Day activity, like a
4%, 6%,
a graveside ceremony,
I don't think so.
Is it Issa? How do I say your name?
Issa. Yes.
Oh, what's going on, Issa?
Hi. So I'm from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And actually, in Puerto Rico, it's a holiday, Election Day, November 4th. Every 4 years.
It's a full holiday.
A full-blown holiday, yes. No school, no work, nothing.
And does that improve the percentage when it comes to those who vote?
I can't actually answer you that because it's been like that forever. I'm 34 years old. I've just been in Massachusetts for 3 years.
Yes.
And it's always been like that there. And it's politics in Puerto Rico. It's our favorite sport. So it's a holiday. Everybody, look forward to that day. So I don't know if it's going to change something here, but you look forward to the day, either you're going to vote or no. So
may I tell you, having been there, that Puerto Rico is home to one of the most beautiful places in the world. And it is called El Yunque.
El Yunque, yes, gorgeous.
Yes,
The rainforest, beautiful, beautiful rainforest. I smuggled some rare animals back from there once.
Oh God!
All right.
You mean in your stomach because you ate them?
El Yunque.
El Yunque.
El Yunque, not to be confused with what some of the Latin men called Danielle, which is El Junque and El Trunque.
I'll accept that.
This is
I like
Steve.
My junk.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, listen, rarely do I agree with LB.
Oh, yeah.
And Shu, I agree with most of the time. Totally, it should be a holiday. Greg, as a typical Republican, you want to suppress the vote. Because if people actually went out and voted, the Republican Party would become basically obsolete.
Does everything been, in this world... Does everything, when you wake up every day, does everything have to be a partisan thing?
Lately, yeah.
Why? Unfortunately, why? Why?
Because we've got this... this wannabe dictator in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we've got a Republican Party in the Senate.
I got news for you.
Enabling this criminal to run the country.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
If you can get over your derangement syndrome for a second. Every time we elect a president, there is a large portion of the country who doesn't agree with them. It's happened before. Do you know that?
Of course.
Okay, good. I just want to let you know. I don't know... But why wouldn't you want? I would like as many people as possible to vote. I would like for them to consider it to be an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this country, you ought to be able to get yourself out and put the effort in to vote. And if it has to be an effort, then you're going to actually have to do a little bit of research into who you're going to vote for and why.
A decent percentage of people who aren't going to bother to do that, and then we'll just cast a vote.
Well, I mean, that's okay, too, I guess. I mean, if they're going to do it that way and more people vote, then that would be fine. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
All right. So let's dissect this little guy. So
yes.
Say November, at least here in Massachusetts, November 4th, right? Is it November 4th?
It's the first Tuesday in November.
So, knowing the demographic of our state, half of us are all going to be in a bar because the weather's not going to be nice enough, you know, to be down the beach or whatever. So do you want 5 million drunken stiffs voting, you know, that day?
I don't think on a free day. I don't think you need to assume that on a holiday, everybody's just going to go out and drink. I mean, I'd prefer a holiday. If we're going to start creating holidays, I'd prefer a holiday for the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I think the city councilor. I mean, all we do here is win Super Bowls. I think if we're going to give a holiday out, create a new holiday in Massachusetts, it ought to be the day after the Super Bowl.
There are two states that close the bars down that don't serve alcohol on Election Day. That's Kentucky and South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that so people aren't drunk voting?
Right.
Is drunk voting like drunk shopping?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to find out.
Plus, imagine those poor volunteers at the polls, right?
Let's see. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
I wanted to comment on this. So, look, I know it's tough for a guy that has the free time while he's working to play some kind of phone video game to understand. But let's just say you had a job where you had to work like 13 hours a day.
Yes.
And then you get to the lines where the polling is done and it's like out the door.
Yep.
You're probably going to be more inclined to say, my vote doesn't count that much. Look at AOC. Everyone complains about AOC and how she's a moron, but her district, when she was elected, I think it was like only 4% or 6% of the people in her district actually voted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I can't see it being a downside to it, you know?
Yeah. Like, okay.
I get out of work. I go to the polling, station. If there's a line out the door, I'm still going to vote because I believe it's a real important civic duty, but most people don't.
Yeah, all right.
If you've got the free time, go for it.
You're making some good points.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
Now, if that's your theory, why wouldn't we just do it on a Saturday or a Sunday?
That's a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe first Saturday in November. That'd be awesome.
Why don't we just change it to the first Saturday in November?
I'm all for that.
And then...
Yeah, why is it on the first Tuesday?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because that's when Wimpy was going to repay everybody for a cheeseburger that he had consumed at an earlier time. Yeah.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
You know, if they were handing out hamburgers right? at the polling station,
yes.
and I'm not dissing free the bake, I'm not dissing the baked goods that people donate.
What about free food?
I'm like, yeah, I'll be voting. Can I vote twice?
We're not going to give any baked goods to that woman in Stowe who had the chocolate bar with the 65 milligrams of edibles in it.
Always check the label.
This is Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Chuck?
You know, I don't care if they make it a holiday or don't, or make it on a Saturday. Polls in Massachusetts are open for 13 hours, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you want to vote somewhere in that 13-hour stretch, you'll be able to make it down to the polling place. I don't think you're going to get a significant uptick in voter participation just because you make it a holiday.
I don't think so either, but maybe a lot of callers and texters seem to think that it would make a difference. So I don't understand why it is only being proposed for city workers in Boston. Right. I mean, they already have a couple other fakakta holidays that they get, like evacuation day
right.
and the like.
Bunker Hill Day.
Didn't they get rid of that, though?
Did they get rid of Bunker?
I think they got rid of one of them.
See, that's lame. Yeah. Oh. So maybe it's because of the private business. I mean, the city can't tell a private business to shut down a holiday, can they?
Of course they can.
They can?
Yeah. How dare you? I believe that there's some exceptions, I think, that are made for retail. But,
okay.
Well, I guess they can't tell them to shut down. They can say that you get holiday pay or whatever, right? Time and a half?
Okay.
Is that the way that goes?
Okay.
I think?
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I
could see some business owners maybe being unhappy with that because, you know, everything's not going to shut down and they're probably going to take advantage of like selling mattresses like they do on President's Day or something like that.
Yeah. You know? Now, of course, you're aware that you can vote ahead of time and mail it in and there's no charge for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do these people who really want to vote but don't have the time on Election Day, why don't they just do that?
I know.
Because I didn't plan for absentee voting.
I don't know.
That's why.
Maybe they don't know how to use the U.S. mail system.
When was the last time anyone?
It's been so long.
Really,
who has a stamp anyway?
It's been a long time for that. Yeah. Let's see. This is Douglas. Hello, Douglas.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
No, I was calling about the voting. So I work in construction, and a lot of us work long days. And do you know how it's federally mandated that we have time to vote, but it's honestly not enough time because they give it to you at the end of the day when you do have to pick up your kids from school or you do have to do this and you do have to do that.
Yeah.
I think giving the whole day would benefit. I mean, you could even do vouchers per se, like you got to get the slip signed at the voting booth to prove you even voted to have the day off.
Maybe that's a good idea. That could work. All right. Well,
I like the cheeseburger idea.
That's a good idea.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, how many people are going to take advantage of the free Slurpee today at 7-Eleven?
Right over here.
Because it's 7-Eleven. It's July 11th. So
that's right, baby.
Free Slurpee day. That should be a holiday.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.